Headline news. Heavy German bombers directed a large-scale attack against Portsmouth. The new German blitz attacks are more nerve-wracking than the bombardments of 1940 and 1941, writes Newsweek. Field Marshal Rommel is again on the French west coast on a tour of inspection. The Spear states that the man in the street doubts the results of the British and American air raids. Field Marshal Ironside indicated that in the event of an invasion, Germany would be in a position to deal out heavy counter-blows. The annual conference of the British Labour Party has been postponed owing to the traffic situation. The Soviet General Zhuravlev points out that Germany could never be conquered by means of bombing raids. It was stated before the Canadian Parliament that no bridgehead could be created on the coast of the European fortress without terrible losses. The French paper Le Nouveau Temps writes that the Anglo-American air raids are directed against France more than against the German army. General Martin declared that the Allied air forces could not eliminate the German supply routes. Only local fighting took place on the Lower Dniester and in the Carpathian foothills. The Moscow Patriarch Sergius, who was appointed by Stalin, has died a natural death. The Metropolitan of Vilna in Lithuania, Sergius, was murdered by Bolsheviks a fortnight ago. After embittered fighting south of Cassino, a few height positions were lost to the enemy. Strong German bomber formations carried out effective attacks in the Italian battle area. The Daily Herald stresses that the German defense system in southern Italy is stronger than anything the Allies have hitherto encountered in this war. The Swiss president stated that Switzerland will energetically defend her vital rights to national existence. The London announcement that industry would not be taxed additionally has led to general increases in prices.
Of those who approach the Atlantic wall, there'll be no one living left ashore.